Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
Well, singer Katy Perry wants to be a mom, and she says she's going to make it happen one day with or without a man. Quote, I don't need a dude. It's 2014. I love men, but there's an option if someone doesn't present himself.
I'm hoping she's trying to say it in a way that's empowering, saying even if you're not lucky in love, you don't find someone to spend your life with, you can still fulfill dreams.
You know, she's not talking about the child. I want to hear the child's vote. The child would say, I'd like to have two parents. Child would say, I'd like to have somebody to walk me to the park where, while mom is out on her tour, as opposed to the latest nanny. I mean, talk about someone who's irresponsible.
I love the father figure idea, but maybe there's just not enough research yet or enough time to find out if women like Katy Perry, if they go through with it, they can actually make it work.
Well, it's at least four of the five, I think, from Fox's The 5, Juan Williams, Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Dana Perino, talking about Katy Perry's statements recently to Rolling Stone magazine that she doesn't need a man. She's going to be a mother one way or the other. With a man, that's fine. If she can't find the right guy, she'll be a mother anyway. It's an easy statement to make, of course, when you're worth $40 million and you can pay nannies all day long and still maintain your celebrity-slash-pop-star lifestyle. But does it work for anybody else? Someone whose bankroll is a little bit smaller than that. And it raises a question apart from economics, and that is, aren't fathers important for more than just their ability to contribute genetic material and money, a paycheck to the family? Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live this Monday afternoon. It's the 18th of August. Suzanne Venker joins us to talk about the importance of fathers. And then Pastor Tom Baker will be alongside. We'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson as we do with him every week. We'll be talking about Paul's shipwreck. We know that Paul was shipwrecked, I think, at least twice. One of them we hear about in detail in Acts chapter 27. We'll do that a little bit later in this hour of Issues Etc. You can join us, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org. Or a tweet at IssuesETC. Suzanne Venker is a regular guest. She's a married mother of two in St. Louis, founder of Women for Men, and author of the books The War on Men and The Flip Side of Feminism. Suzanne, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You have written recently about some comments made by pop singer Katy Perry to the effect of, and we hear this often from these from young celebrities, celebrityettes, that they don't need a man to raise children or to have children. And what you've written recently, I'll just read it for you. Tell me what you mean. You say, forget about politics, left this and right that. None of it matters as long as we continue to dismiss half the population and ignore men's contribution to children, families, and society. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. America's a goner. What do you mean by that?
So my point there was simply that, you know, no subject, no issue is more significant to the health of this nation than marriage and the breakdown of the relationship between women and men. And what's concerning is that what was so jarring the other day on the Fox News piece, which I will get to because that's what the article was in reference to, was that here we have a news program, a supposedly conservative news program at that, effectively supporting Katy Perry's point that you don't need a man technically to raise children, the assumption being that as long as you have money in the bank of your own, well, you know, what else do you need a man for? And I was saying, wow, you know, look how far we've come that in the past, this might break down on left-right, on the left-right spectrum. It might, but it isn't, because here you have conservative women essentially buying into the same feminist junk that, you know, women, if they're empowered, just don't need a man. And I would also point out that the other thing that was so surprising was that Juan Williams, who's a self-described liberal, and, you know, on that panel on The Five, was the one who had to point out, hey, wait a minute, nobody's mentioned the children here. You're all talking about whether or not a man, or excuse me, whether a woman needs a man, but where's the conversation about whether or not your children might disagree with that statement? The children need fathers, even if you don't, you know, supposedly need a man.
So Juan Williams is outnumbered there on the Five program. What is the rest of the panel missing about men and fathers?
I think, quite honestly, that they really have no conception of what men bring to the table other than their sperm and a paycheck. I really do. I think that several of those women, one of them at least, who spoke out in the most damaging way, I think, Dana Perino, does not have children. So that's right there, a big red flag. And then she also talked about a friend of hers who recently became a single mother by choice. So, of course, she wants to toe the line and support her friend. I mean, these are the kinds of things that we're dealing with political correctness. You can't say anything that you know to be true, or that you, in this case, may not know to be true, because you're afraid of hurting someone's feelings. But the reality is that's not going to get us anywhere. So I think Juan Williams was just coming at this from the most logical, you know, and, of course, male perspective, and saying this is ridiculous. What about the kids? Nobody's talking about it. You're just talking about what women want.
You said sperm and a paycheck. I often think that these comments made by people who do have money in the bank, lots and lots of money in the bank,
yes,
are made precisely because they can come by the genetic material very easily. It's probably just a phone call away. And then, of course, when you are rolling in that kind of money, a lot of the elements, or at least they believe a lot of the elements that a father contributes, can simply be paid for, outsourced, beyond just the natural parent. What are your thoughts there?
Right. Well, and of course, you know, they can't. That is a popular thought, but nothing is going to replace a father's role in his child's life, just like a mother's role. And funny, we have no qualms really about emphasizing the importance of mothers, and if they disappeared, what that might do to a child, that's okay to talk about. But you cannot outsource to hired help what mom and dad have historically done for free and out of the love, you know, of their in their hearts. The dismissal of men and fathers is kind of just, it goes to show you how really far off base we've gotten about what is involved in family life and what we value as a country. You know, children aren't, they don't raise themselves. You know, they need a mom and a dad, and we are scared to talk about the unique attributes that each gender brings to that equation, because we are supposed to be genderless, you know, androgynous almost, because that's what equality supposedly means. And that's very concerning.
So a couple things here. The disparity, first of all, what if a male celebrity went on a talk show or was asked by a reporter and said, I don't need a woman to raise a family. How do you think people would react? Would that highlight part of the problem here?
I think it would be great. I mean, great to turn the tables. I mean, in order to call that kind of attention to the issue, because you're right. Have you ever heard of such a thing? And could you even imagine a man saying that? But it would be great if somebody hypothetically did, so we could see the insanity of saying the opposite with no reaction at all. Because, yes, there would be a very big reaction if a man said that, obviously. Again, that goes back to our double standard of just assuming that the woman or the mother is the only necessary gender in a child's life, as though men are not contributing anything more than, as I say, his sperm and his wallet, effectively. You know, just to give you a little example, I have an 11-year-old boy. He's your standard, typical 11-year-old boy. A lot of energy and very typically masculine. I literally am dependent on my husband to offer that balance to him that I can't bring to the table as the more nurturing and softer sex, if you will. When my husband speaks, it's, you know, you get the louder voice, you've got the depth of the tone, you've got something that looks and feels familiar to my son, which is effectively him, right? That's what he's going to be like when he gets bigger. That's all he wants to be like, of course, is his father. That's normal. When that piece is missing in a child's life, especially a boy's, the results are very ugly. And I have a link there in the article that you're talking about to some of those issues that are very serious and have a huge effect on society overall.
Do you think that Juan Williams is able to see more clearly than the rest of the ostensibly conservative the Five program panel? Because he's made, well, not only he's a Panamanian-born journalist, but he's made a study of the American civil rights situation, has to have dawned on him in the course of his study of civil rights, the role of absent fathers in the African-American community.
Yes, he's written and talked a great deal about that, so I think he really has his finger on the pulse of this issue. And then, of course, let us not forget, he is a man. So, quite frankly, those, just imagine being the only man on the panel, and the women there were saying, well, the jury's still out to see if Katy Perry can raise a child without a man, because, you know, no one's really saying it can't be done. Maybe it can, which is effectively what his coworkers were saying. So if you're the only man on the panel, obviously that's going to hit you in the gut, and you're kind of looking at them like, what are you nuts? You know, he wasn't quite as emphatic as I would have hoped he would have been, but at least he pointed out the piece that they weren't saying, which is, what about the kids?
How do you think, this for the benefit of the conversation, benefit of the doubt, we have this five-person panel, and it's on what is usually regarded as a notoriously conservative, even kind of knee-jerk reaction conservative network. How is it that even these panelists have fallen into the notion that men are essentially unnecessary? They're kind of a luxury. If you want one, then go ahead and have one. But if you don't want one, you don't need one.
Precisely. So I've always, you know, I've known for years, just in my dealings with the media, females in particular, that, you know, feminism isn't a left-right issue anymore. These are feminist issues. This is the underlying message of our post-feminist society, and conservative women are just as susceptible to it as are liberal women. In fact, I've known liberal women who are far more pro-male and pro-marriage than the reverse. So I don't think, again, going back to that left-right issue, that's why I mentioned that, is I don't think this particular issue, the gender war, if you will, really knows any bounds as far as politics. I think you can be on any side of the spectrum with all these other social issues or fiscal issues and still fully believe that men are effectively, you know, an option, if you will. And it's the reason why I ended the article the way that I did was because where do you go with that? You know, I mean, you can only go south. There's no way to move forward with that attitude. And so if we don't have some sort of turnaround with respect to men and marriage, but men in particular, I shouldn't say that, both men and marriage, then I do worry about the future. I don't know how we can move forward without that in place.
Finally, then, how did feminism itself go from, women ought to be regarded in the best possible sense, you know the history better than I do, in the best possible sense, women ought to be regarded and rewarded equally along with men and have open opportunities equal to that of men, shattering glass ceilings, so to speak. How did it go from that to the only truly empowering thing an aspiring feminist can say is, I don't need a man?
I think that it was not an overnight thing at all. I think it was very drip over a period of time where people, were women especially, or feminists, got complete. I think most ideas, for the record, go on a pendulum swing, you know, from one extreme to the other. And I think we're on the other end and we need to get back to the middle. I think it was only natural to go to this far place where the idea of being independent means being dependent on anybody is a bad thing. It's all pro-single, pro-independence, as though that's the only way to prove that you don't need anybody. That's a whole different message than the way it started out. In fact, they don't even match. They're just completely unrelated. So I just think it's a matter of a pendulum swing, that it just, you get something and it gets its legs, and then it needs to come back to normalcy, and it takes a really long time for that to happen, unfortunately.
Suzanne Venker is a married mother of two children in St. Louis. She's founder of Women for Men. She's author of the books The War on Men and The Flip Side of Feminism. You'll find a link to Suzanne's website under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Suzanne, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Well, when we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker. There's a big section in the book of Acts where Luke tells us the story. It's not unusual for Paul to travel around. The Apostle Paul traveled quite a bit, three missionary journeys, as we say. But, of course, not everything always goes as planned when one is traveling, especially when one travels by sea. He is on his way to, well, what will ultimately end in, at some point, his death. He's on his way to Rome. While sailing for Italy, there is a storm at sea. There is a shipwreck. No one dies. Everyone is spared. And it gives Paul the opportunity not only to preach the gospel, but he still gets to Rome eventually. We're going to talk about the story of Paul's shipwreck. Why would God allow his apostle, his missionary to the Gentiles, to be shipwrecked? And this isn't the only time it happened to him either. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. We'll be right back.
Whether building a new home, remodeling an existing home, or tackling the weekend project, it is important to have the materials and advice needed to get the job done. RP Lumber offers estimates for professional building materials and services for drywall, decking, siding, shingles, cabinets, and kitchen and bath design to the general contractor and the individual homeowner. Delivery available with over 50 local community locations. For 37 years, RP Lumber.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Carpet, hardwood, tile, stone, laminate, you name it, they've got it at Vallo Floor Coverings in Edwardsville. Vallo's offers competitive pricing, a knowledgeable sales staff to help you with product selection, and name brands like Shaw, Congoleum, Mohawk, Florida Tile, and more. Vallo Floor Coverings, 1009 Plummer Drive in Edwardsville, 618-656-7788 or vallofloor.com.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.